This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In this month's news is there no place like home. NASA's Kepler satellite is undeniably an impressive mission. Having been running now continuously since 2009, it has analysed over 150,000 stars in a 100 square degree patch of sky, and has identified more than 3,800 planetary candidates. However, if you are only interested in the news of Earth-like habitable planets, then the discoveries of Kepler may appear to be infuriatingly sparse. During Kepler's 5 years of operation, there have been no planets which precisely fit the narrow criteria needed to be an Earth-like planet. This is because an Earth-like planet must orbit a Sun-like star within the habitable zone and be of a similar radius to the Earth. There have been several planets that have come close to being Earth-like, such as Kepler-20e, which orbits a Sun-like star, has a radius which is about 80% of the Earth, but its small orbit means its surface temperature is of the order of several hundred degrees Celsius. There has also been Kepler-22b, which orbits another Sun-like star, and is within the habitable zone, but has almost twice the radius of the Earth, making it unlikely to have a rocky surface. Perhaps, though, the search for new Earths around Sun-like stars is too restricting. After all, every star will have a habitable zone around it, and it is known that stars smaller than the Sun evolve slower, which is perhaps more conducive to the long timescales required for life to develop. Smaller stars than the Sun have other advantages over Sun-like stars when it comes to finding new Earths. For one, smaller stars are more abundant. For example, within 30 light-years of the Earth, there are only 5 Sun-like stars, but there are hundreds of small Class M red dwarf stars. This provides a large sample of potential planetary systems to study. Also, smaller stars have habitable zone orbits that are much smaller than those of the Sun-like stars, meaning that the habitable planets will require less time to orbit the host star, which means Kepler can build up the picture of the orbiting planets over a much shorter span of time. However, most of the planets discovered around red dwarf-type stars seem to have very tiny orbits, and because the stars are so dim, follow-up observations from Earth-based telescopes, which are required to determine properties of exoplanets, are far more difficult, if not impossible, at the present time. With all that said, though, the announcement last month by the Kepler team of the newly discovered planet Kepler-186f is enormously exciting. It is the first planet to be discovered that has an estimated radius that is almost exactly the same as the Earth's, and is nestled snugly within the important habitable zone, therefore meaning liquid water on its surface is possible. Of course, at the present time, Kepler-186f is the only planet of its kind that has been found around a red dwarf star. But due to the way Kepler detects planets, by measuring the slight dimming of the star when the planet passes directly in front of it, even one detection wildly increases the probability that there are similar planets around other red dwarf stars. Unfortunately, detections of such planets for the time being with Kepler will not tell us anything about the likelihood of life on these planets. However, discovering them will provide a catalogue for which future, more sophisticated space telescopes such as the James Webb Telescope can study and reveal the properties of their atmospheres, which may tell us whether or not life on these distant worlds exists.